outside and boil it out of the cane, regular just cane syrup.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you ever have any of that stuff that you feed the cattle? Did you ever feed stuff like that for the cattle?
Yeah.
What do you call
cane?
This?
Cane. Yeah. Or baled hair, what do you mean?
Oh, I mean like sweet stuff that you feed the cattle.
Oh, yeah, cane.
Okay.
The more cows will eat that stalk after you put it in that thing and squeeze the syrup out of it.
Is that right? Yeah.
If you don't let it go and dry too long.
Yeah, yeah. Is it good for them?
Yeah, they like it, I guess. Yeah.
I guess it is. what do you keep on the table to season food with, generally?
Pepper and salt is what we keep on.
Okay. If there's a bowl of fruit on the table and there's some peaches and some apples and somebody offers you a peach, you say, no, what?
One apple.
Okay. if somebody's doing something wrong, you might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. if somebody comes over here and asks for, somebody rather, you might say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives, say he lives a short distance away, how would you say?
Ask for the man or something?
Yeah, I asked for one of your neighbors, and
you'd
say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives...
He's right up on top of the hill up there.
Okay, okay. What if he lived further away? How would you,
what
would you say?
Well, I'd say about a mile or 2 miles, something like that. I'd try to...
Okay. What if he lived 10 miles away? What would you say?
Well, I'd say about 10 miles back over here.
Okay. If somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
No, I said, what'd you say? I didn't understand you.
Okay. And see, if a guy has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man
that don't have any money.
Okay. What would you call a man who doesn't have any money?
Poor boy.
Okay. if you have a whole bunch of peach trees, you'd say you have a
orchard.
Okay.
Peach orchard.
Okay. You might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
His father was rich.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
The seed.
Okay. And the inside part of a peach, what do you call that?
Seed.
Okay.
And peach seed.
There are two kinds of peaches, the kind that, like when you slice it, it just kind of breaks away from the seed, and then there's the kind that sticks to it, and you have to pull it off. What do you call those two kinds?
Well, one's the Alberta that breaks out here, and the other's out. But I can tell you, but I sure can't think right now.
You stop me if you think of it. Once you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is the
core.
Okay. And if you cut up apples or peaches in little pieces and dry out the pieces, what do you call those little pieces?
Dried peach.
Okay. What do you call? Oh, little bitty peaches. You know, yeah. Tell you about our peach tree that wasn't supposed to be a peach tree, or wasn't supposed to have peaches. It's supposed to be an ornamental peach. It wasn't supposed to have any peaches on it in our front yard, and it's got peaches on it. They're about that size. Except they.
We got a box of them in there.
What you got out?
These sorry ones that's in there. They're not big, but they're a good tasting peach.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Do you have one out? Is it out in front?
No. My neighbor called us, had them, and gave them to us.
That's nice. That's the kind of neighbor.
He always gives us peaches.
Uh huh.
And when he has them every year.
Uh huh. Listen, there's nothing better than a good peach, that's for sure.
No. But these are small there. But there's some of it sure is good.
Golly, there's a lot of them.
But they're pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good taste.
How many trees has he got?
Oh, he's got a lot of them, but they're bigger peaches.
Yeah, there's a nice one.
There's a good one. Well, uh-huh. There's a lot of good ones in here.
Uh-huh.
All these down